broadcast from the studios of Alive 90.5 and syndicated on The Wolf with Big Stu and MJ. This is Planet Country.
Hello and welcome to Australia's most popular country music radio program. It's Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. I am the Audio DJ 4000, and on tonight's show we have new music from Thomas Rhett and Jesse James Decker. Our special studio guest and co-host Missy Lancaster will play a game and perform her new single Forget live on Facebook. Let's get started with Low Cash. This is Ring on Every Finger.
Chest, baby, feels like I'm 17 again. Had something burning a hole in my pocket lately. Don't ask your daddy, done told your friends. I ain't getting down on one knee, girl, I'm getting on two. Might be over the top, but I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll put a ring on every finger just to show you I'm legit. Gonna try my last name long, girl, just to see if it fits. If I could, baby, I would, oh, marry you a million times. Put a ring on every finger just to show the whole world that you're mine. In a limousine. Girl, why are you crying? It ain't rocket science. All you gotta do is say yes. Spend the rest of your life with me, girl. Don't you know that I ain't getting down on one knee? Girl, I'm getting on two. Might be over the top, but I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll put a ring on every finger just to show you I'm legit. Gonna try my last name long, girl, just to see if it fits. If I could, baby, I would, oh, marry you a million times. Put a ring on every finger just to show the whole world that you're mine. Show the whole world that you're mine. Come on, let's spend this life together, dropping their bombs like forever, with the whole world as a witness. Gonna flip that Mr. Mrs. Gonna spend this life together, dropping F-bombs like forever.
Ring on Every Finger, that's the band that best describes my personal finances. Low Cash, getting us underway.
I thought you were going to say you could afford to put rings on every finger.
That can't happen, because it's not like I'm an artist, you know, signed to a major record label.
Big Stu, it's totally obvious where you're going with this, man.
It's a Big Planet Country welcome to Missy Lancaster.
Hello.
And the big signed artists get the applause as well.
Not us.
We don't get the applause. Missy, thanks so much for coming in. I'm right, though, aren't I? You know, artists are all rolling in the money. That's how it works, isn't it?
Oh, I wish. I wish it was like that. But thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We're going to have a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Oh, gosh. What have you got planned?
No, it's all good.
You never know with Big Stu. You absolutely can never tell.
But speaking about, you know, country artists, because you know, people think, oh, everyone's, you know, all the artists are earning money. The thing about country music artists, particularly in Australia, is you've got to do your time. You know, you have to play as much as possible to earn your status. And once you do that, the rewards hopefully will come. Do you feel, you know, that you've been working hard the last couple of years and, you know, your time has come? It's time for missing.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I've been playing country music since I was a kid, and I've been competing in country music talent quests, yeah, you know, all around New South Wales, you know, since I was about 15. So, you know, I'm really connected to, you know, country music, and I suppose it's just, you know, a part of who I am now.
And you've done the hard work, so.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Have you figured it out, though? Because your debut independent EP, Till I Figure It Out, seriously good. So good, in fact, that when Sony Music signed you, they released it officially under the title Missy.
Mm.
You little Missy.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen for many artists. Do you feel like these songs were going to be so well received back when you first recorded them?
No, definitely not. When I made the decision to go to Nashville, I was halfway through a teaching degree. So I was like, oh, you know.
Do I finish that or do I chuck it in and
exactly,
go to
exactly. Wow. And so many people were saying to me, you're crazy. Like, don't be a musician. You know, be a teacher. You can earn heaps of money and have heaps of holidays. So I was just, yeah. And I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to do what I want to do. And, you know, music has always been such a big part of my life. Mm. So when I did go to Nashville and record that, yeah, it was really special. And then obviously to come back to Australia and then, yeah, sign a record deal with Sony, it was pretty crazy,
pretty
I guess. Yeah.
We spoke with you at the Denny Utemaster pretty much almost a year ago, and I think the Sony deal had not long happened. We spoke about how it came about, and you mentioned you were excited to work on the new material. How has that experience been in that last year, putting the next lot of music together?
Absolutely incredible. You know, I've travelled to Nashville twice within the last year, and it's just such an amazing thing to go over there and to go into the room with all of these amazing writers.
Is it intimidating when you do that, or is it, I'm here, I'm excited, I'm just getting in there?
It is a bit intimidating because the thing is you go into these sessions and they're not only great writers, but they're great singers.
Mm.
And, you know, you really have to own it in there. So I suppose, yeah, you do. So, you know, one of the first sessions I had was with a guy called Josh Kerr. Mm. So he's had a few number ones.
Kelsey, did he write for Kelsey?
Yeah. Yes. And he's been writing for Keith Urban as well. Mm. So when I was going in, I was pretty nervous because I was such a big fan, you know, of what he's done. So I knew that I had to go in with a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up writing the new single. So
it was a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How good is that? Well, as we said a year ago, we can't wait to hear the new music from you. And finally, the new single's out, which we're going to hear you play live later in the show, which is a treat. We'll also be live on Facebook for that. But it's time for some Guns N' Roses on Planet Country. The song, not the band. This is brand new for Drew Baldridge.
Rain and dancing, sand and oceans. gypsy soul. I'm a 12 gauge and she's a wildflower. Gravel ain't gold, but somehow we own it. That kiss hits, feels so legit. Talking 100%. Yeah, all I really know is when we're together, it's right. We fit together just like rain and dancing, sand and oceans, dust and diamonds, guns and roses.
Baldridge on Planet Country, and our special guest Missy Lancaster is with us, and we were talking about the new music that you've been working on for the forthcoming album. But let's go back to where it all began. Now, I read that when you were 13, you made your mum drive to the local music store and buy a guitar. Then you locked yourself in your bedroom until you learned a Taylor Swift song. Is that how it all started?
That's exactly how it started.
How cool is that?
Big Stu does his research.
Yeah, I know. I'm impressed. But I had this little alarm clock radio, and it was on my bedside table, and I used to listen to it to – I don't know what country music channel it was, but I used to listen to one every night before I went to bed, and I used to always hear this song. And I used to think, who sings this song? Like, I was just in love with it. And I found out it was Taylor Swift, and I was like, I want to do that.
Wow.
That's really cool. That's
do you remember what Tay-Tay song it was?
Teardrops on My Guitar.
Wow.
Yeah, so I begged Mum for the guitar, and she said to me, you won't play it. I know that you won't play
Typical
it.
Typical Mum, you won't play it. You'll
exactly.
It'll sit in the corner.
And I think because she was saying you won't play it, I was like, yes, I will. I'm going to show you that I'm going to play it. and I did. I literally played it every afternoon, and, you know, my fingers would bleed. You know, that was how much I was playing it. And I just thought, if I can learn, you know, more and more songs and if I can start performing in front of people, you know, that would be really cool. And
wow,
here I am.
And you did prove Mum wrong. Isn't that great?
I know. Greatest thing.
Well, we're so glad your parents encouraged you, or at least you beat their lack of encouragement, because your music is, of course, brilliant. And we're going to hear some of it shortly live on the radio and also on Facebook. So grab your phones, MJ. How can people find us?
Well, just search Planet Country on Facebook. Done.
Done?
Pretty easy.
Is it that easy?
Yeah.
Good. We're also going to play a game with Missy, which is going to be a lot of fun. But while we get ready for that, let's check out Walker Hayes with one of my favourite songs right now. This is You Broke Up With Me right here on Planet Country.
Well, I got some coke in my bourbon, surfing a room like Swayze. No, I ain't drunk, I'm amazing. Yeah, I got that laid way, way back, back in my swagger, X-Factor, feeling no pain. I'm at the top of my game. Darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries and what always. Don't start raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my forget you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult to see me on a roll. But hey, you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? Broke up with me. Guess you don't know what you want till you see them moving on, making lonely look like freedom. Baby, don't even act like I'm doing something wrong. If my song comes on and I get lost on that dance floor, it's somebody's arms that ain't yours. You can't crash my party with your sorries and what always. Don't be raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my forget you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult. But hey, you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? You broke up with me.
trying to rub it in your face. I'm just breaking off a little cold hard truth. It is what it is, girl. You did what you did, girl. I'm just doing what a bachelor do. Darling, you can't crash my party with your sorries and what always. Don't be raining on my Mardi Gras parade for a minute. I ain't even fixing to listen to your guilt tripping. You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it. Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my forget you on. No, girl, can't touch my good as gold. I know it's difficult. But hey, you broke up with me. Yeah, what can I say, babe? You broke up with me.
You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. Two radio show hosts walk into a bar and the bartender says, "Why the ugly faces?" Ugh. It's not a joke.
Hi, this is Missy Lancaster, and you're listening to my favourite show on the planet, Planet Country.
In the middle of this crowd, floating on the cloud, every song that's playing's what I'm feeling right now. I know you wanna kiss me, I feel a little tipsy from
Yes, that's our special studio guest, Missy Lancaster, with Back Row. And Missy, we are live on Facebook, I should mention. But Missy, I want to take you to task over this song, right? Have you ever sat in the back row? I've been at the back row of sporting events and rock concerts from the MCG to the Sydney Entertainment Centre, even the Perth Entertainment Centre, and it's not better. It's not better at all, okay? Of course, both of those entertainment centres have been demolished. So, you know, that shows, one, that I'm old, and two, maybe the back row wasn't very good. It was AC/DC, all right, at the Sydney Entertainment Centre, and I can't believe I'm going to admit this. We're not playing the game yet. Okay. Ronan Keating in Perth. And that was the last ever event at the Perth Entertainment Centre. Then they knocked it down the next row because the back row seats were terrible. Absolutely terrible. Have you sat in the back row?
Depends on who you're with.
Ah, okay. Well, I was by myself. That could be the problem.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably why it wasn't very good. There's no slow dancing in the back row. There's not even enough oxygen up there to breathe. So can you? I want you to redo the song if you can. And okay. Come up
it's better in the bleachers.
No, the corporate box. That's where it's better. The food laid on.
That is good. I do have to admit.
But do you know? Yeah. Do you know what's actually worse than the back row is the second last row? Because then you've got you're right at the back. Hmm. You can't see anything, and you've got the people behind you kneeing you while they dance slowly. See,
Big Stu.
I've thought about this.
Terrible. It's a terrible problem to
I've
have.
I've thought about this entirely too much. We are live on Facebook, and shortly we're going to hear Missy play her brand new single, which we can't wait to hear played live acoustically here in the studio. But we always like to have some fun when someone's in the studio. A few weeks ago, Rachel Fahim was here, and we played There's a Country Star on My Head. And we thought we'd bring it back. We've got a new theme. Check it out.
And now on Planet Country, it's another exciting edition of Radio and Facebook Live Quiz Show, There's a Country Star on My Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the most exciting radio and Facebook game quiz show since, I don't know, some other one. We have two contestants. We have country music superstar Missy Lancaster and radio host and social media king MJ. Are you in shot, MJ? Yes, he is. For Facebook Live, just checking. The rules are simple. I'm going to place a cap on your heads with the name of a country star visible to our Facebook live audience, but not to you. Then we'll play an audio post for a spot for the radio listeners to hear who each of you have on your heads. You'll then ask me some clues to try and work out if you know who it is. If you get something right, you carry on asking. If you get it wrong, the other person has a turn. So without further ado, let's just see if I can grab these. I've got to do it in such a way that MJ...
Do you want me to shut my eyes?
Here we go. Shut your eyes. Okay.
Okay, shut my eyes.
MJ, can you put the cap...
Oh, I thought it was for me. Don't,
yeah, it is. Put that on your head, MJ. Oh, okay, putting
me. Can I look yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. And now...
First of all, shout out to Hurricane 4 playing this Saturday night in Sydney Harbour Cruise.
Okay.
Yeah, on the back of the hat, it's Hurricane 4.
I just realised something.
What?
I've mixed them up.
How?
I can see okay. what that says.
No, it's all good. It's all good. So, all right, I'll explain in a minute. Aim 4. Okay, here we go. If we can
And just so you know, Big Stu, I'm not cheating. My phone screen is off. I'm not watching. Okay. Not that I've done that before. Okay. I've never cheated before. Okay. No.
This is going to be very complicated. What I have to do now is play an audio piece for the radio listeners. Now, listen up, listeners. You need to swap the names. Okay. I can't believe I handed the caps out incorrectly. You need to... can you turn down the headphones of both... That's it. You need to swap...
It's very peculiar. It has to be perfect. You can't...
I'm going to play this, and the audience need to know the two names of the stars need to be swapped. My bad. Sorry about that. Here's the audio.
For this round of There's a Country Star on My Head, Missy has Keith Urban, and MJ has Taylor Swift.
Okay, we are back live again. So, audience that were listening on radio, you need to swap those. Okay, everyone can see it correctly on Facebook Live. Or at our special guest, Missy Lancaster, you can go first. Ask me a clue.
Am I a male?
No. That's incorrect. So, MJ gets to go.
Am I a female?
Can you just swing your mic a little closer, MJ?
Am I a female, Big Stu? Can you hear me?
Yell, please. Okay. No. Okay, so back to Missy.
What colour hair do I have?
No, it has to be a, you know, do I have
yes or no
such
question.
And such?
Oh.
So you got to pick a colour now?
No, I'm not good at this. Do I have blonde hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of the, I think all the time?
I think so.
Mm, yep, okay. Another question.
Does my name start with L?
No.
Bum, 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 bum.
Okay, MJ, back to you. Remember the radio audience, the names are swapped.
Alrighty, so. It's a. Where was my question originally?
You asked, were you female? And the answer was no.
No, okay.
So you could be male or you could be a group.
Am I a group?
No. Okay, Missy,
Do I have a current hit on the radio?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't give anything else. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't say you can say no, but
there's an asterisk next to
that. Don't give any clues. All right, but she got that right. Yes.
She's going, what the heck? Okay. She got that right, yes. So you have a current hit on radio.
Am I Carrie Underwood?
No.
No.
Okay.
Carrie Underwood at least need to release some new stuff.
MJ, let's keep this snapping.
Do I have a hit on the radio?
Still my question.
It's easy.
Yes. Yes, I'm thinking.
Am I an independent now, or is it at any time?
But
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Have I been in the news recently?
No. The news? No.
Am I famous?
hang on. Not the news, but you know the fake news that the women's magazines put out. I'll give you that clue. So Missy, back to you.
Do I have a child?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, think about that one.
I don't know.
Okay. Am I Keith Urban?
You are Keith Urban. There you go. Okay. Take your hat off and you are blonde and
JJ!
And you've learned the song. Tears
on. It's a hit on radio. It's just not country radio.
It is a hit.
I
love this hat.
Love it.
Because that was so successful.
That was great.
We're going to play another round. But now I want to make sure I get this right. So we are going to...
So what's mine? Just so you get it right. What is my one?
Okay. We are going to... I'm going to pass this over.
What's my
to
one,
Missy?
Is it my one? Oh, okay.
In between passing it over, I have to show it to the camera for Facebook Live to understand.
I'm like,
this
waiting.
One's falling apart. Okay. MJ, take the hat. Do not look at it. Okay, we're
going to... The hat is going on the head.
This is
going
to be a snappy round. Think of your questions. I'm going to now play for the radio audience, and the names are correct this time. Sorry for the confusion last time.
For this round of There's a Country Star on My Head, Missy has Shania Twain, and MJ has Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay, we are back live again. Everyone knows, the radio listeners know, the Facebook Live viewers know who you have on your heads. MJ, you got it right. You go first.
Am I a guy?
You are a guy.
Sure.
Yep. Positive.
Follow-up questions are hard, Big Stu.
Because you don't expect to get the first one right.
Have I had a recent hit?
Have you had a recent hit? I would say not a big hit recently.
I got a nod from Missy. Okay. All right.
No. Yeah. Okay, Missy.
All right, next one.
Am I a female?
Yes.
Do I have a current hit on the radio?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll speed it along by saying, after a long period, you're now back with a hit.
Am I Shania Twain?
Was that too good a clue? There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! MJ has thrown Billy Ray Cyrus off his head and across the room, and Missy's going to keep Shania Twain on her head.
Gosh,
I believe.
I am good.
I think this is a winner of a game. I can see it coming back. Never.
You said that last time.
And we brought it back. I don't know why. Okay, we are going to hear now our special guest. We should probably take that off your head. We're going to now hear the brand new single. We're so excited about this song. It's been playing on The Wolf since it launched, and we can't wait to hear it played live. Grab the guitar and set yourself. We are live on Facebook, everyone. And so tell us firstly, quickly, about the song, about this brand new single that you've got.
Yeah, well, basically, I just wrote the song about breaking up with someone, and it just feels like when you break up with someone, everything reminds you of that person, and sometimes, you know, you just forget about them. So it was one of the quickest songs I've ever written.
And that's why it's called Forget.
Yeah.
There you go. All exactly. Right, this is live on Facebook and, of course, on Planet Country on the radio. It's also, it's our song of the week, but we haven't got time for the theme. Take it away.
I remember you kissing me down the hallway in my place. I remember your fingertips on my cheek, just you and me. Whenever our song comes on in the background of my whole world just slows down, your hands on my waist, that's all it takes. Pull my heart back into your bed, get you back in my head, your lips on my neck, how could I forget? Every memory is like graffiti on this town, everywhere I go, like your ghost chasing me around. Me keep missing you, I have it now. But boy, I wish I didn't, cause for a minute I'm back in it, everything I see is golden. Then I remember I should be over it, I forget to forget, I forget. I remember, figure we could be a good thing from the first drink. I remember, falling for you in the backseat of a taxi. I remember you taking me to that concert, sleeping in your sweatshirt, I knew so much that it hurt. Every memory is like graffiti on this town, everywhere I go, like a ghost chasing me around, making missing you. But boy, I wish I didn't, cause for a minute I'm back in it, everything I see is golden. Then I remember I should be over it, I forget to forget, I forget. How do you forget about me? Cause I can't forget about you. How do you forget about me? I can't forget about you. Oh, every memory is like graffiti on this town, everywhere I go, like a ghost chasing me around. Me keep missing you, I have it now. But boy, I wish I didn't, cause for a minute I'm back in it, everything I see is golden. Then I remember I should be over it, I forget to forget, I forget. How do you forget about me? Cause I can't forget about you. How do you forget about me? Cause I can't forget about you. Oh. How do you forget about me? Cause I can't forget about you. How do you forget about me? Cause I can't forget about you.
Missy, that was absolutely sensational. Thank you so much for performing that live. We don't normally have the Song of the Week played live, but I think that was a treat. That was absolutely fantastic.
It definitely was.
Thank you.
Beautiful. And so when was that song written? How long have you sort of had that one ready to go as the single?
I wrote that song 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
So it's, yeah, it's...
And it hung around in the back of the head, and I thought, I think I might release that as a single.
Yeah. Well, it was really exciting that it was the first single. I kind of wasn't expecting it because sometimes, you know, you write songs and you're not sure whether it's a good song or not. I think as an artist and a songwriter, you can be, you know, you're connected to all of your songs. So sometimes
you're
hard
too close to it. Or?
Yes, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you just have to give it to someone else and say, is this a good song or not? Like,
but it's also, is this a good single or is this a good first single? I mean, sometimes, yeah. I mean, they're all great songs, but sometimes you've got to look at it from a, dare I say, commercial point of view.
Exactly.
Now, that was absolutely fantastic. Now, we've got so much more still to come. Of course, on the radio show, we're going to say goodbye to live Facebook in a minute.
Bye-bye.
Stick around on the radio show. We've got MJ Social Media News. We'll check the weather up next. Stick around right here on Planet Country.
Australia's remote coastline attracts people involved in activities such as drug smuggling, illegal immigration, or the poaching of Australia's wildlife. If you live, work, or play near the coast, you can contribute to fighting these crimes. Report any unusual or suspicious activities to the Customs Watch 24-hour free phone, 1800 06 1800. You know your area. You know what's right and what's not. We should all watch out for Australia. 1800 06 1800.
Now on Planet Country, it's time to check the weather around the nation.
How's the weather today? Is it sunny?
It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
Is it raining?
It's raining on a Sunday.
Is it cloudy?
about the weather.
How's the weather today?
MJ, what can listeners expect around the country tomorrow?
Well, Big Stu, the weather goes as follows.
You're on the right page.
Yep. Brisbane, sunny and 26. Sydney, partly cloudy, windy with 20. Mm. I'm over this wind already, Big Stu.
It's terrible.
Yeah, my head's going one way. Not good for the sinuses. Body's going the other way. Yep, exactly. Canberra, possible early shower.
Is the wind blowing your head one way and the body the other
basically,
way?
It's a tornado where I live.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm. So Canberra, possible early shower in 13, which is still happening in the capital.
Yes.
Melbourne, a shower or two, also with the top of 13. Hobart, a shower and windy with just 10. And the Wolf Brothers posted pics of the snow
they
down
did.
There.
The snow's on the berry farm, exactly.
Yeah. Adelaide, a possible morning shower with 14, and Perth, partly cloudy with 26.
Fantastic. Now, what about in Music City?
Well, Big Stu, why don't I just get the artist to do it? I noticed you did not have the note. Okay, so guys, once again, when we have a studio guest, we get them to do the weather because you get sick of me after a while. So I'm going to pass it over to Missy Lancaster to read out the weather for Music City.
Nashville will be sunny with 80 degrees, which for all the expat Aussies is 27 degrees Celsius.
That's right, because they don't get the 80. And, of course, Nashville is one of your favourite places, isn't it? You've been a couple of times.
It's just such an amazing and inspirational place. I just love it.
Fantastic. And happy birthday to Andrea Dozzi, who, of course, is based in Nashville with her sisters these days. It's her birthday today. And when you're in Nashville, do you try to catch up with the Aussies that are all hanging around over there at the time?
There's so many Aussies in Nashville.
Or is it like, here's another one, get out?
It just seems to be like all the Aussies are in Nashville at the same time. But I think it's fun. I think it's great. Good. I love it.
MJ, we need to get there.
We do.
Stat, back with more after this.
The need for blood is constant, and currently Australia does not have enough type O and type A blood. Right now, there are many more people who need blood for life-threatening conditions than there are blood donors. You can help them by giving blood today. So for all of you who are type O or type A, do something special. Give blood. Call the Red Cross Blood Service on 13 14 95 or visit donateblood.com.au today.
Now back to your favourites.
Big Stu and MJ with Planet Country.
You said that love ain't gonna cost a thing, but I sent my heart broke on you. You said that I don't have to spend a dime, now I'm paying the price for two.
La da da da. La da da da. I've been cashed like a check, had my heart drained like a bank, and you got a fortune at the thrift shop when you traded in my la 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 love. Like a loan, let you have my love to borrow. You passed it off like $50 bills, used it till it was all gone, and oh, I was a fool.
But I sent my heart broke on you.
penthouses, Big Stu. I want one. I gotta say my sense. Melanie Dyer, who launched her debut album Fresh at Leadbelly in Newtown and Sydney last night.
Yes, that's right.
What a show.
We were there, and so was Missy Lancaster, our special guest. And we should mention, we are now live on, is it Instagram?
Instagram.
Missy's Instagram page. So we've flicked our Facebook page. Now we're live on Missy Lancaster.
How's it going, guys?
And
what's up?
Yeah.
How should they find that? Just search Missy Lancaster? And
yeah, search
up.
Missy Lancaster. This is my first ever live video.
Oh, wow.
I've done on Instagram. I'm not very good at all that.
So
technical.
Now
it's
MJ's
on
got it.
It's on
turn it down.
Oh,
it's
no.
Out of sync. This is a debacle. Now, back to last night. We were there. A lot of other artists were there. And, you know, some people might think, oh, you know, artists are always competing with each other. For sales, you know, and fans and that. But it's really everyone's supportive of everyone, isn't it?
100%. I think we have such a great group of girls in Australian country music.
Absolutely.
And it's just really awesome to see everyone supporting each other. And, yeah, I love the girls. So
I had an industry person once say to me, oh, yes, but about the rise of Australian female artists, contemporary artists. And they said, oh, yes, but they're all competing for the same space. And I thought that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The space is going to get bigger if there's lots of people really good in the space. So isn't it about growing it for everyone? I think anyway.
Exactly. And I don't think, you know, that everyone is the same. Everyone.
No, there's differences.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like you're all releasing the exact same song with the exact same voice at the exact same time, are you? You know, you're not competing. Yeah. You're not doing the same thing. You're doing your own thing.
Exactly.
And you've all got a voice and something to say. That's the key part to it. It was a great night last night. And what struck me was Mel was on stage. It was her album launch, but she was just having so much fun. And, you know, you think sometimes we've been to album launches. To me, it's a bit like a wedding. When you get married, you don't really enjoy your own wedding because you've been so busy, tied up in all the organisation of it. And sometimes you go to an album launch and people have been so stressed about it all that they get up and they do it. And it's kind of, it's good, but you know they haven't really relaxed. Mel Dyer last night, she just was there for the fun of it, the party of it. It was great. And it was so natural.
I know. That's what I love about Mel. She's always the same. And she's such a superstar. So it was so awesome to see her do so well last night.
Fantastic. Get along to an album launch if you can, anyone, because they're always a lot of fun. A lot of industry types dancing, which is always fun to see.
Definitely.
Not naming any names.
Well,
I may have
it wasn't me. I'll say that. It was not
we've got a bit of video footage of the last few songs there, and I swear
right.
I can see a certain artist by the name of Jasmine Ray and another one by the name of Missy Lancaster.
Dancing.
Full Dancing with the Stars.
Fresh. Fresh.
Was it dancing or dancing? I don't know.
Dancing.
That's right.
Definitely dancing.
It has been another big week for new music, and T-Rex continues to drop new songs ahead of the official release of his Life Changes album. This is the latest. It's 16. Check it out.
Take a left here, boy. Take it slow. Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free. Cruising up and down Main in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burned CD. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 16, 16, yeah. 16. Now that I can drive, finally feel alive, but I got this curfew. Sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free. Buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake ID. I'll be right where I want to be when I'm 18, 18. I'm old enough to vote, but they turn me away when I go to the Cotton Eye Joe. They say the grass is always greener, and I believe that's right. But my friends are off to Vegas, and they're leaving me behind. What I wouldn't give to be 21, wild and free. Open up a cold one and drink it legally.
chase a bunch of girls, go see the world, letting my wild streak run. I'll be right where I wanna be when I'm 21, 21. Couple dogs and a couple songs on the radio. And we sit around and we laugh about how we used to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
Come on! What's up, y'all? I'm Chase Rice.
Hey, this is Jody Durain.
This is Hurricane Fall.
This is Hurricane Fall. You're listening to
this
Planet Country.
This is Hurricane Fall. You're listening to Planet
we got
Country
so much better at this.
Big Stu
and MJ. Right, ready?
Go.
Three, two.
This is Hurricane Fall. And you're
here we go. Three, two, one.
This is Hurricane Fall. And you're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Now on Planet Country, what's trending on social media? Hashtag lame theme.
Sitting in the movies and I'm looking at my phone. I need to check my Facebook while the ads are shown. Looking at my phone.
Now here's the only host on this show with a clue about social media, MJ.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I just started. No. One of the few people in the world that have a clue on social media. And speaking of social media, we are live on Missy Lancaster's Instagram. So I've got to talk really loud for radio
and, really
and for the phone
running
for
out
Missy.
Time.
We are running out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Quick shout out to the Baker family. They're big supporters of Planet Country. They're listening in right now. So thanks for listening in. And shout out to everyone who went along to Mel Dyer's album launch last night. We had a lot of fun there.
A lot of fun. That's right. And MJ, social media this week, just quickly, what's been happening?
Yes, there's a lot of shock surrounding the supposed snubbing of Jason Aldean with the CMAs. Fans were quick to criticise the industry, and even DJ Silver, a big fan, well, we're big fans of him.
Yeah.
He was a close mate of Aldean. I'm just reading off my notes, but looking at a camera at the same time. So Jason Aldean, and posted a rant about it. But on the other hand, Keith Urban fans were happy because KU has got multiple nominations, yes. And Miranda Lambert, who topped the list with 5 nominations, but missed out on the Entertainer of the Year with no females in that category.
Yes, that surprised me. There were no females
in that category. I tell you what, Missy Lancaster would win, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What? Tay Tay was back in country, sort of, with a nomination for writing Little Big Town's Better Man. That was pretty cool as well.
We should ask our guest, Missy Lancaster, about award nominations.
Yes.
Do artists sit around waiting for the call that you're nominated an award, or is it like a pleasant surprise?
If you're not?
Wake up in the morning and there's a text message from mum going, you're nominated, and you're like, what?
I think it is a bonus. You know, everyone wants to win awards and, you know, be nominated for awards, but I think the coolest thing for me was for this year's CMC Awards, I saw that the nominations were online. So I was like, oh, obviously I didn't get nominated. That's fine. So I'm sitting on the lounge, like, scrolling through, looking at who's nominated. I'm like,
my name's not there.
Oh, my God, I got nominated. Like, wow. No one even told me.
That's pretty cool.
I think everyone's like, you know, oh, Missy's good with social media. She'll know. She'll already know. We won't tell her. We'll just let her have it.
Surely they win you. Like, yeah, they ring you like, you know, the lotto win. You don't want to just find that out by mistake. You want to be called.
Pick up the phone. Yeah. It's like, CMC. Oh, I won lotto. Hey, whatever.
That's right. Speaking, in fact, of awards, let's go with this.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to cast your vote in the Australian Country Music People's Choice Awards. When you vote, be sure to include Big Stu and MJ on Planet Country as your favourite radio DJs and as your favourite radio program, Planet Country on The Wolf Australia. To vote, head to tinyurl.com/vote PC radio. For more information, head to the Planet Country Facebook page.
And there's nothing like shameless promotion, self-promotion. Vote for us, but vote
and Missy
for
Lancaster
Missy as well.
That's
right. You can vote for Missy in the female category. Make sure you do that. We are just about out of time. Just quickly, though, we do need to mention this. We are going to be on the Hurricane Fall Sydney Harbour Cruise Saturday night. There's still tickets available. We're emceeing.
No, they're almost gone, so you've got to get on there quickly.
Anything could happen.
That's right. So the hurricane will hit Hurricane Fall because we're emceeing. I don't know.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get along there. Our thanks, of course, to our very special studio guest tonight, Missy Lancaster. Thank you so much for coming
playing
a live song for us and having fun with our live quiz game thing that's probably never going to come back.
I'm the queen of it. I'm exactly the queen.
Right.
I'm great.
Undisputed queen. Done.
Next week on the show, Cassidy Ray Gator is coming in. We're also going to talk to, we mentioned Melanie. We're going to talk to Melanie Dyer and Caitlin Shadbolt about their tour that's happening. So big show. Make sure you stick around for that next week. Until then, we'll say goodbye. This is brand new for Jesse James Decker, of course, whose reality show is coming back to E! Make sure you watch that. For some reason, that came into my head. This is Southern Girls City Lights. Catch you next week.
Keep you on my mind.